For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
From days long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend.
The dream that came through a million years, that lived on through all the tears.
It came here, the Fandom Nexus.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to our host as he plugged in his microphone.
I have a podcast!
Here he is, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy.
Yes, I am back again with some more fun to spend with you. I am unfortunately flying solo. That's part of what kind of delayed this episode is I feel that I do better when I have a co-host with me, and it's just hard to get that coordinated to have. And I'm thinking I was doing pretty good with my wife on here with me. I think we have a natural chemistry anyway. You know, we're married, so I usually like to have her on, but that just wasn't quite working out for me. And with some illness I had last week, things just kind of fell apart. So last week, hopefully you got a chance to listen to this. It was 3 hours long, but I gave y'all a preview of the podcast that we call Watching Movies with My Pastor, and we watched Superman, and I shared that episode with you. I thought you might enjoy it. Now, if you are trying to find that episode on YouTube or perhaps the feed of that podcast you got through Google, I'm having to do some additional editing, I'm realizing, because Warner Brothers is really a stickler about every little thing. I need to lock down what it is that I have to put into these videos and the audio to make sure that I'm doing this. There's commentary, so there's a little bit of audio from the movie because I'm using this for commentary purposes and review purposes. And I think maybe there needs to be some text in my show notes or something I say during the show that might help me with some of that problem. But that podcast is causing some trouble with that, with dealing with there is copyright and everything. But yeah, we are doing it for review and for commentary purposes, clearly. So, but I need to somehow or another indicate that to where I get, you know, the Creative Commons to function perhaps on YouTube just a little bit better, to where I don't have to delete so much stuff and recut things and lose a lot of things. So, but overall, I hope you checked out that episode and you went ahead and thought you were curious perhaps about Watching Movies with My Pastor and check that show out. We do a lot of work on that one. We're planning to record something on Thursday. I don't know if we've decided what we want to watch, because here's the inner unique situation for Thursday. I'm not going to work on Friday because I'm going to Planet Comic Con all day. So Planet Comic Con KC is this coming weekend. That would be the 21st through the 23rd. And if you're in the Kansas City area or somewhat nearby, I hope to see you there. I have a panel on Sunday. I believe it's 1 o'clock. I should have looked this up. They're with Dan Veets from the thankyouwaltdisney.org. And he's, of course, that's the organization that owns the old Laugh-O-Gram studios here in town for that Walt Disney's first studio. And he's going to share a presentation. He is always very prepared for that. So I'm just going to go through, introduce myself, introduce him, and then let him roll, because he's got so much information to share. And definitely you're going to enjoy it if you are a fan of vintage Disney like I am, and more of a fan of Walt than maybe anything that the company does. But you enjoy Walt. Then I think you're going to enjoy his presentation. It is very, very good. And of course, I will be running around the rest of the weekend. I have a press pass with Diz Radio. I will be doing some interviews I've got at least two mostly lined up. So I will, of course, you know, I'll have some audio, of course, that I'll be able to share here and also with Diz Radio. Make sure you're checking out Diz Radio. We don't get an episode of Diz Radio often out anymore here lately because Jonathan is kind of busy with that, but I do a segment on there. I've got a bunch of audio I've already sent him, so he's able to just edit that in and use whatever. So we're still sorting that kind of thing out, but that podcast is supposed to be back. He is recording some new interviews. He does like a lot of celebrity interviews, that kind of thing. So definitely go and check that out. So getting into what's going on this week, other than, you know, like I said, Planet Comic Con, of course, what have I been watching this week? Well, with the new Daredevil Born Again series coming on to Disney Plus, I realized, you know, I had never watched the third season of Daredevil. So I've been squeezing some time in to watch that over the last couple of weeks. And enjoying it. I think it's probably the best season of Daredevil that I had seen. I don't want to talk too much on it because it's, I think they go beyond PG-13. I mean, there's not any F-bombs in there, but I mean, it's pretty brutal and dark, and the subject matter is definitely beyond PG-13. So, I mean, it's not something I'm going to focus on this show because that's not what I do on this show. We don't focus on that kind of thing. No, if we ever watch a movie of that level, with Philip, my pastor there, then, we'll have it on the Watching Movies with My Pastor, and we'll just, we won't play any audio of the language, you know, that kind of thing. For at least, there's the watch along version, which, you know, it'd be a real pain for me to edit. So we'll just try to not watch any of those with a lot of language if I have to edit stuff out. Yeah. So that's what I was watching this week and have been enjoying it. Now, the interesting thing is Daredevil had a storyline called Born Again, and that seems to be what the basis of season 3 has been. And yet they've got a series called Born Again. And I don't know how it necessarily relates, but I know this is some old classic Frank Miller 1980s Daredevil, which I guess was a big peak in his popularity. Frank Miller, of course, bringing the darker side of Batman back out and being very dark and grim with Daredevil, which I've read some of the early Daredevil. So it's definitely a bit of a change in tone to be more gritty. And it's a lot more grounded. I mean, Daredevil is Marvel's version of Batman in a way for the combat skills and a little bit of detective work. But he doesn't have the gadgets and he doesn't have the. Well, how Batman will have planned ahead and have a contingency plan set up, you know. Daredevil doesn't really seem to have that, but he is a smart guy. I mean, he's a lawyer. So, yeah, so that's what I've been watching this week over the past couple of weeks. And what I've been playing this week, I picked up the Final Fantasy Pixel Remasters Collection 1-6. And I've got a platinum now and on Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy 2. And I've just started playing Final Fantasy 3 yesterday and have been enjoying these. It's nice to play some of the original games that I never really got a chance to play in the Pixel Remasters. They look great. They redid the music with full orchestration and it sounds amazing. And you can play, of course, with the old graphics and the old music if you want. That kind of thing. Of course, I have looked to see there was a version for handheld devices that actually the graphics were greatly enhanced and they even added some cutscenes and stuff. But this is meant to be more like playing the original game. And it is. And I have enjoyed it. And using a guide online really does help, especially when I'm trying to get the platinums, because I see the platinums as being quite feasible. Although Final Fantasy III has hidden items that I would not even think to look for if I didn't have a guide. And there's an achievement, though, for finding all of them. So I'm like, all right, if that's the way it's going to be, then that's what we're going to do. So I am using a guide online. Yep. But yeah, anyone, if you're going to trophy hunt anything on a PlayStation, you're going to probably want a guide to kind of help you find where things are that are hidden. And because Square Enix has been having a sale this month, I used a little bit of my fun money and plus I had some reward points with Sony, so I got like a discount off of some stuff anyway. But I did pick up I already have 7, clearly, obviously, but I picked up 8, 9, and 10 with 10 too, that are all nice remasters of those games. So I'm going to just play through all the first 10 Final Fantasies except for 7, because I've already played it, so I don't have to go and play that one again. I could, but I won't. I'm going to play all the new ones that I haven't done, and then we'll see about, you know, there's a gap then. I mean, I've got 14, which I've played a bit of. And of course, I've played through 15 and 16. And I just don't know with 11, 12 and 13. One of those I know is another online one. I think it's 12, but I don't know. And then 13 is a bit of a black sheep. Some people really like it, but I guess people are starting to appreciate it more. But I'm going to give it a try anyway. You know, but 13 also has two extra sequels to it. So if I get up to that, I might give those a shout and a try and see if I like those or not. And then, of course, I did pick up, because I have my $5 at GameStop, I picked up Dragon Quest XI, which I've never played any Dragon Quest games, but I'm starting to collect a lot of Square Enix games here. Which includes, of course, Hitman games. You know, that's, they do a lot more than just these JRPGs. But I'm finding as I'm getting older, I don't mind as much turn-based combat. I mean, I get a little frustrated when I'm trying to get somewhere and I keep constantly having the battles. One thing, though, that has helped with the Pixel Remasters, I mean, I can turn the encounters off if I really just, like, I just need to get through this dungeon. So I've done that, but of course I need to make sure I fight every beast that's in every dungeon in order to get one of my achievements. So I can turn it off, but there is also, you can do it automatically. If you've got to where you can take everything out in a physical, you know, just in a fight, you can set everybody for attack and then just have it just keep repeating that and just sit there and let the battles kind of finish and then, you know, keep going on what you're doing and it'll speed things up for you. So they did a few things to kind of make it a quality of life, you know. But I find I have the patience a bit more as I've gotten older to play these type of things because I enjoy the stories. And, you know, JRPGs are pretty good if you're not into these things, you know. But give one a try. Do something different, you know, just for the heck of it. And I basically can give this all to the fact that I, you know, really enjoyed the Final Fantasy VII Remake and Rebirth. And the stories and characters are really great. And that's typically the fashion for these type of games. So I have been enjoying them greatly. Okay, well, let's get into a little bit of news, mainly because over the last couple of weeks, we had a toy fair up in New York, so let's take a listen.
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
And heck, we really don't do the trailer park except for like some extra bonus content. And I needed to probably do it more often to have the trailer park as a bonus content for anyone who happens to be a Patreon subscriber or, well, I guess mainly that. Yeah, I can do an exclusive for anyone in Red Circle. If you choose the exclusive option, you help cover the cost of the show and you get bonus episodes, you get commercial free episodes. So, yeah, I definitely recommend going through all the Red Circle exclusive or become a patron on our Patreon. If you look there in the show notes, you'll find links for all of that. But there was a lot of different toys that were shown off. And I mean, let's just get into a few things. I mean, the Popples are coming back. I saw some stuff about Rainbow Bright. There was a Rainbow Bright movie about in 1985. And there's going to be something related to that. I was just seeing the other day. But so Diamond Select Toys has some new stuff for MonsterVerse, and they've got a new Godzilla figure and a new King Kong figure, some new Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, Walking Dead, AEW, and a lot more. Mainly what I've got here is some pictures, which don't translate very well into a podcast, but I can look at these myself. And now, I don't know what you would call these. I think I've seen these style of figures. They're very... similar to maybe a Lego figure, but jointed. And they have a lot of new Ninja Turtle type figures, the 80s style. So there's a Baxter Stockman, a Foot Soldier, and a Casey Jones, and of course the Turtles in this style that I don't know what you call it. And I, like I said, I don't have any text. I've got a lot of pictures I'm getting to look at of all these different new figures. I even get to see here that they have a Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory Gallery PVC statue coming from Diamond Select. Looks to be recommended retail is going to be about $80. And this is a Gene Wilder styled figure. It doesn't look exactly like Gene Wilder, but you get the implication that it's Gene Wilder. And he's wearing the costume, you know, same dress that Gene Wilder had as Willy Wonka. And he's sitting here on a mushroom with some candy type of thing. So he's supposed to be, of course, in the candy room. Some interesting things definitely coming from that, I don't know. I think the biggest thing I'd want to get might be that Willy Wonka figure, but it's not really a figure. It's more of a statue. Diamond Select also has some new Lord of the Rings figures. Looks to be based around that animated film and the Hobbit films. Looks like we also got like the from the trilogies and the Hobbit films. We got some different new figures coming out like that, but I think I see some characters from the recent War of the Rohirrim animated film, which is available to watch on Max. Now, I didn't watch it. I don't really have an interest to, because they kind of got overly inventive, and it just looked like a bad idea. All righty, so Diamond Select Toys also had some Disney and Muppet toys. They, of course, you know, with a Lilo and Stitch movie, they do have a Stitch bust, I guess you would call it. It's mainly his head, but they have some really great Muppet figures and even some Disney's Gargoyles statues that look amazing. Are really just nice looking figures, and it's hard to explain them with doing it like this. So I'm going to focus on some of the stuff that is like new. Now, I did see some photos from Mattel that there is a Masters of the Universe. We're going to get a He-Man and a Skeletor that are going to be a dual pack, where they are the classic figures. So not the Origins line, where they have the extra joints in the elbows and knees and things like that, but like the original toy line style of a Skeletor and He-Man, which I actually have an 80s Skeletor and a He-Man, but that doesn't mean I won't buy another one that is kind of a remake of it. Let me see if I can actually pull this up. Well, it's not really going to have much information, but they did also show off the Masters of the Universe crossover with Thundercats, which is very, very cool looking. We've even the one that I think I would want most is Cringer as a Thundercat, because that it's perfect. It just looks great. The interesting thing is the Thundercat characters, you take off the Masters of the Universe gear and it's a regular Thundercats style figure underneath. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. So you still get like a recreation of your classic Thundercat figures, which I didn't really ever collect those, but Thundercats are pretty cool. And I'm looking at some photos of these He-Man and Skeletor that's of the very classic style. But I don't have any information. I don't know when that's supposed to be released. So I guess the website I went after here that just has photos is not really that helpful, but I was trying to get something. But there's a lot of different things, and Pixel Dan on YouTube has a great coverage of all this, so you can go and check it out. But yeah, those are some of the things that I was excited to see that I am interested in, or at least wanted to share with you about. But I don't want to spend a lot of time on news. I want to get along to some other things. I didn't even tell you what our main topic of the show is, but before we get to the main topic of the show, I do want to remind you about Dubby. W.GG, use the discount code Neverland. In fact, if you go to neverlandpodcast.com, that is still our homepage, even though we're the Phantom Nexus now. Big word, Dubby, big logo. Go and click on that, and it'll get you right in there. You get a great discount. If you're looking for something to drink while you're gaming, you don't want to get the jitters, but you want some energy, you need good vitamins, and Dubby will provide that for some drink powders. They have cups and everything. You just add water, lots of different flavors to choose from, and that is Dubby. Okay, so now getting into main content. So here's what I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to take a sip of my cocoa. I'm keeping the throat warm, so I sound good. Does it work? All right, so I had a thought, and this is a show idea I had a long time ago, and I recently found a list of all these different show ideas that I had, and I'm like, oh my goodness, why haven't I done these? And some of these were still themed around the fact that we were kind of a Disney focus show, so there's going to be a lot of Disney focus going on in here. But one of the ideas I had was the movie Songs That Broke Us. Now, this would have been fun to have like Philip or my wife Heather in here with me to go over some songs that maybe broke them. And I tried to keep in mind some songs that my wife has mentioned that were, they'll break you. And what I mean by breaking is it hits that emotional point. Maybe you're going to tear up a little bit when this song comes on, whether you're watching the movie, whether you're listening to the soundtrack. This song hits and it hits you hard and you're just going to break, right? Well, these, of course, are stuff that it hits me, and maybe it doesn't hit you the same. So if you'd like to be able to share some songs that hit you, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com, send me an email. I am starting to get better at having where all the junk folders are recognizing the junk and not your email. So hopefully I'm getting your emails and not, you know, I'm getting it sort of from all the junk email I get, because you would not believe, with having this as being a very public email, how much junk email I get. My goodness.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
And now back to He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
All right, so first thing I have on my list is Baby Mine from Dumbo. Yeah, you knew if we were going to talk Disney, we had to hit this one, right? So this is a song from the 1941 feature. This is music by Frank Churchill, lyrics by Ned Washington. Betty Noyes recorded the vocals for the original film. And in the film, Dumbo's mother, Mrs. Jumbo, an elephant locked in a circus wagon, cradles her baby Jumbo with her trunk while this lullaby is sung. And it's also the last appearance of the circus animals, because after that, we're really going to focus on Dumbo being there with the clowns and, of course, with the crows, which is apparently controversial that these crows come and help him out. This song, because I think it's when you add the story to it, adds so much weight, and it's such a tender moment and kind of sad moment because they have to be parted at the end, but it's a gut punch. It really is a gut punch. It gets right to that sweet spot because we all had a Mutta, right? Unless we're, an orphan, but of course, as an orphan, you wish you have a mother, so it becomes a thing, right? The song was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song in the 14th Academy Awards in 1942. It's listed on AFI's 100 Years of 100 Songs as one of America's greatest film songs. Now, of course, if you're going to gut punch, we're going to go Pixar, and we're going to go to the next gut punch, When She Loved Me for Toy Story 2.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful.
It's a song written by Randy Newman, recorded by Sarah McLachlan, won a Grammy for Best Song Written for a Motion Picture, Television, or Other Visual Media, was nominated for Golden Globe and Academy Awards for Best Original Song. Now, of course, we're used to Sarah McLachlan. We hear her singing and we want to adopt a dog or something, or make sure people don't abuse them or something. And cats on occasion, too. And I have three cats. I don't need to adopt anymore. So, I mean, we're used to her with that very... I don't want to say emotional voice, but she has a quality in the way that she sings in her voice that really lends itself to this song, which tells a story in the movie. You get Jessie's backstory. And I tell you what, I remember seeing this the first time in the theater. I took my grandma with me because my grandma, she used to not get to get out much. And so I thought, Grandma, you're coming with me. We're going to go watch Toy Story 2. And I don't know if she'd ever seen the first Toy Story. She said she thinks she did, but. That was a long time ago, and she has since passed from dementia was kind of a thing. But it was nice to be able to go and to spend some time with my grandma. And I was like, you know what? Grandma would like to go out to see a movie, and this would be a fun movie. And you want somebody to come with me? I'm going to have grandma come with me. You ever do that? Hang out with your grandparents while you still have them, okay? If you still have them, make sure you spend some time, get their stories. We talked about old radio shows on the drive back and everything. had a good old time just watching that movie. And that, oh my goodness, that whole sequence. Wow.
When she loved me,
it is a gut punch. And if you don't think it is, then maybe you didn't have any toys you loved, or I don't know, maybe you haven't experienced separation from someone you loved and cared about. I don't know, but it hits all the right notes. Of course, this is dealing with an abandonment, and you know, even when somebody passes away from you, you might feel a little bit abandoned. I'm sure that's part of a grieving process. So I think you could relate to this song in any of that ways. Okay, so. Now we're going to go back in time a little bit, and something a little bit more rare. Sung by Shelby Flint with music by Artie Butler, lyrics by Carol Connors and Ian Robbins. It's The Journey from The Rescuers. Now, this is part of the opening sequence and credits to The Rescuers, where previously we had seen a little girl, you know, dumping, you know, we don't know any characters' names at this point, but we see her dumping a note in a bottle. And through the sequence, we see these paintings of the bottle going through the waters and barely making it back to shore to where the rescuers are going to, or the Rescue Aid Society, rather, is going to find this bottle. But the lyrics, oh my gosh, if I start thinking about it, it's going to hit me now. I'm lost at sea without a friend. Will this journey ever end?
I'm lost at sea without a
friend. Will this journey ever end? Oh, and it's the plea to rescue me. And that's, oh my gosh, I can't talk about it. Something just reaches down into you. I think sometimes we all feel like that, like we're lost at sea without a friend every once in a while and just needing a rescue. Somebody just, I'm at my wit's end. We all, I think at some point in our life, we're going to experience that, if not a regular thing. Sometimes you just feel like you need a rescue and. Of me, because you know, with how the show has changed format, I don't mind talking about it, some of my faith now. Part of me thinks that's almost ingrained in us, because of my Christian beliefs, that we all feel the in need of rescue, and we have a God out there whose entire thing right now is trying to rescue us. And one thing I've been seeing a lot lately, a lot of people they misunderstand God. They say, "Oh well, how can God be loving and send us to hell?" Well, they don't seem to understand what's going on. You're already on the way to hell. He didn't mean for you to go there. But he has to deal with your sin problem. So he found the way out. He's making a way for you to not go. He wants you to be with him. And he was willing to die to do it in a very brutal fashion, to pay the penalty. That way you could avoid hell and be in heaven with him. He wanted you to be with him, but you have to make the choice. He's not going to force you. But he was willing to do everything to save you from hell. If you feel a need to rescue, that is the rescue you probably feel you need. God will rescue you from life. That's what Jesus Christ came to do. Okay, and I think that's part of why this song hits. And just to think, there's times I have cried out to God that I just felt like I need rescue from stuff. Especially last week, I was feeling very sick. I was feeling nauseous and in a lot of pain, and I cried out to God for relief. And God did some stuff. You know, I got relief. Had things that needed to happen in my body, apparently. And when I cried out, that's when it's like that's when it happened, right? That's when things started moving along for me. It's kind of complicated. I don't want to get into my illnesses and everything too much, but okay. So now we're going to go outside of Disney for this one. So this one, it goes by two names. This is, I mean, I'm sure you've got some Disney people who worked on this one. This is, I believe, a DreamWorks film, The Prince of Egypt.
Kill us. Kill us all.
it was kind of the opening sequence there. Deliver Us. Also, The River Lullaby. And Deliver Us so much is just a great song. It doesn't get to me. But The River Lullaby, oof. It's a gut punch. So this is the film's opening number. As I said, it shows the violence and the hardships endured by the Hebrew slaves and the despair of Moses' mother. The song alternates dramatically between male slave voices over heavy drum beats and women's voices singing a gentle lullaby to the baby Moses. The lullaby portion of Deliver Us was performed by Israeli singer Ofra Haza and Disney actress Eden Regal, while the music was composed by Hans Zimmer. And Hans Zimmer, I mean, he's a talent. He is such a talent. He's one of my top, probably top five, if not the top 10. He's probably in the top five. He is so good. And we get that river, oh river, be gentle for me. Take care of this. You know, it's like this precious cargo, such precious cargo you carry. The whole scene and a mother's love comes out so much through the music. And when I even hear the notes of this, it is really something. But it's a great way to open a film like this. You are emotionally involved. It's sort of like the Journey and the Rescuers. You are emotionally involved because of the power of that song. And of course, if you really want to get somebody involved from the very beginning, heck, put the beginning of your movie as a trailer. And this is something my wife recommends because she can't get through this sequence without crying. And that's The Circle of Life from The Lion King, composed by Elton John and Hans Zimmer, with lyrics by Tim Rice. The song was performed by Carmen Twealy, the deep female lead vocals, and Lebo M, opening vocals in Zulu, as the film's opening song. Nominated for Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1994, along with two other songs from The Lion King, including Hakuna Matata and Can You Feel the Love Tonight, the latter of which won the award. Circle of Life was also nominated for Grammy Award for Song of the Year. And if my wife is here, I'm sure she could tell you why this gets to her. She is an animal lover. I mean, she's a biology teacher and everything. So that might have something to do with it, but it is such a masterpiece visually. And it's a great, great song. Now, it doesn't give me a gut punch, but man, you feel it. And just the visuals, the whole scene is amazing. And if you don't agree with me on that, you probably haven't seen the movie, right? And I'm talking the old animated. Yeah, you know, we won't talk about the live, quote unquote, live action, the animated animals. Okay, so now I had to throw this one because it does get it, and I think the part that gets to me is the choral part in the bridge. The tune is just amazing, and it gives you the feels. Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins. Song, of course, written by the Sherman Brothers, Richard and Robert, featured in 1964 Mary Poppins, Walt Disney's favorite song. He asked them, hey, play it, you know, when they on like, I think it was like Fridays or something, he'd have them come and play it on the piano and sing it for him. He said, this is the song. This is what it's all about. And there's so much meaning in this song. And as a kid, I don't think I fully understood it, but the tune in the bridge is still so epic when all the chorus sings in harmony of it, and, you know, all around the cathedral, all the saints and apostles. Oh my golly. It's a great one. And now I've got kind of a weird, rare one. And I had to just, you know, I got a link over to a Wikipedia page because this song has a history. It was a duet by Scott Fitzgerald and Yvonne Keeley, released as a single in November 1977, which is the year I was born, except for I was born in May. So I was alive when this song out. It was a top 10 hit in several countries and sold more than a million copies worldwide. The backing was by the St. Thomas More Roman Catholic School Choir in London. What is this song? If I Had Words. From the 1995 film Babe, sung by both Farmer Hoggett, James Cromwell, and a trio of mice for a sped up version. I think the trio of mice is like a sped up of the 1977 song, but I think it has something that entire scene where Babe has he's suffering from some depression and he's very sick, and Farmer Hoggett starts singing to him and kind of dances for him until Babe starts to eat again. And the whole thing, I mean, I love the movie Babe, and I can't remember, did it win Best Picture, or did it was at least nominated? It might have won. I don't remember. That's a long time ago. But it certainly deserves it. But there are some movies that are great and I love them, but I can't watch them because certain things will hit me just that hard. And this is one of the bits that does that. And the I Want My Mom at the beginning. Oh, my gosh. It tears me up. This movie is a great one. But the song, If I Had Words to Make a Day for You, it's a fun little song. But for some reason, the tune of it, especially played with a full orchestra of symphony. It gives me all the feels. It tears me down, builds me up. It's an amazing piece of work. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go Google it. See if you can find a listen to it. No copyright infringement is intended, and copyright is held by the respective owners. I am not one of those owners. Content is shared for review and commentary purposes and functions under fair use. But of course, I do want to talk to you a little bit about Podgagement, and you'll find a link to that on neverlandpodcast.com. Podgagement is from Daniel J. Lewis, award-winning podcaster. Made a great program. If you happen to have a podcast, you want to be able to get reviews from around the world, he's got a perfect plan for you to help you grow your podcast. It is a great service. You will definitely not regret it. He's got lots of options and packages available. Go check it out at podgagement.com. We, of course, want to thank Karen Kennedy, Ricky Pope of Christian Nerds Unite, Darren Wilhite of the Wilhite and Wall Show. Of course, they helped me out with the introduction of the show. Don't forget to email us, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Find us on X, Neverland PCast. Also on Facebook, The Fandom Nexus. We also have a Facebook group, which is Groups Neverland Podcast. You can also join the Neverlanders by coming to the website and becoming an official Lost Boy or Pixie. Why Pixies? Because girls are too clever and they don't get lost. Don't forget, of course, you can become an exclusive member on Red Circle. The details are right there in your show notes. Also, go to patreon.com, Neverland Podcast, and you will find everything to become a patron and get a lots of benefits, bonuses, video versions of different interviews and stuff like that. I don't know if I'll get too much video of the interviews I'm going to do at Planet Comic Con, but I'll get some good audio. Don't forget, Planet Comic Con this weekend. I will be there. I do have a panel. I think you'll enjoy it. Come check it out. And if you happen to find me wandering around, I might be wearing a Phantom Nexus shirt or whatever, either on a Final Fantasy VII hat, you know. But I will be wandering around if you know who to look for. I will try to make sure you can spot me. But at least come to the panel. You will find me there. And we will have some fun. And, of course, I will share the audio of that panel and all of the interviews that I managed to get with you here on the show. But it's more fun if you actually get to come to the convention, too, and see it live. You know, it's always more fun because Dan Veet's program is going to be a lot of it's an audiovisual thing. He's got a lot of great photos, a lot of history of Walt's time in Kansas City and in Missouri. It's amazing, and you're not going to want to miss that. So until we meet again, get lost in an adventure, and I'll see you next time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.